Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. A wave of pro-Palestinian protest continues to grow on college campuses in the U.S. As NPR's Dave Mistich reports, universities are increasingly becoming a flashpoint over the war between Israel and Hamas, and school officials are concerned about safety.
Dozens of protesters were arrested yesterday on the campuses of New York University and Yale. And Columbia University canceled in-person classes through the end of the semester out of safety concerns. The historic center and main crossroads of Harvard University's campus was preemptively closed through Friday in anticipation of protests in Cambridge. Last week, more than 100 students at Columbia were arrested after university officials called New York City police and reported the students as a danger to campus. Pro-Palestinian encampments have also sprung up at the University of Michigan, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and campuses across California. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
An independent inquiry finds Israel has not provided evidence for its claim that many staff of the UN Relief Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, belong to terrorist organizations. The inquiry did not examine Israeli claims that UNRWA workers took part in the Hamas attack on Israel. Linda Fasulo reports this was announced before those allegations were made.
The independent team, headed by former French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna, says that UNRWA needs to improve its neutrality and impartiality. And despite the robust system in place for maintaining neutrality, there are problems including inadequate staff vetting procedures.
That's Linda Fasulo reporting. The first witness in Donald Trump's criminal trial is expected back on the stand today in New York. Prosecutors say former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker worked with Trump and Trump's then lawyer Michael Cohen to employ what's known as a catch-and-kill strategy to buy the rights to negative stories about Trump during the 2016 campaign to suppress them. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case today involving Starbucks and former employees, and NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
The Memphis workers accused Starbucks of breaking labor laws, while Starbucks said the workers had violated company rules. The National Labor Relations Board got involved to adjudicate, and that process takes a long time. So the board asked a federal district court to make Starbucks reinstate the workers while it investigates. The court agreed, issuing an injunction. The company appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. Its argument is that the government met a lower legal bar than it should have, that the labor board should meet a more rigorous standard when it asks courts to intervene during labor investigations. Federal officials disagree and say a ruling against them could undermine one of the main tools the labor board has to actually enforce labor law. Alina Selyuk, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.